Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, sitting in endoscopy report on Glenys Cervantes, date of birth 3/19/1965, date of procedure April 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Jose Lopez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as cold biopsies. Indication is dyspepsia, dysphagia, colorectal cancer screening, diarrhea. Description procedure form consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, tissue among two oral experience patient. Physician is rather than asked to see placed in a collateral position for this anesthesia service with modern anesthesia care while looking at the lymph studio gas focus and should send to the esophagus and answer the direct question. System portion is on and period, careful examination made others on the globe, second portion is on and stomach, conjunction, and esophagus, or retroflexes obtained in the cardiac area reception from the stomach, or draw the scope. Patient is in turn around in the lateral position as the direct exam is wrong. Now, we could only study a clinical position to use the direct and advance in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Great careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transform, spinal flexure, descending colon, segment colon, and rectum. Period of retroflex to the plane of the rectum, period of Boston bowel prep score is graded as A. Prep. The patient had the procedure well done. Any complications? Findings. Please go back and also add after presence of appendix or cystic valve and confluence folds, create the terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Please go to the findings. At upper endoscopy next line, there was an evidence of a proximal inlet patch. Some biopsies were obtained. Next line, otherwise proximal inlet esophagus appeared unmarked with some biopsies were obtained. To rule out ileal like implanus, given the dysphagia. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 37 centimeters from the right block, comma, there was evidence of the light grade B ulcerative esophagitis, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology next line. There was a widely patent esophagus overall. No evidence of narrowing on this exam next line. Narrowing or strictures on this exam next line. There was evidence of erosive gastritis and erythema, comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body histology separately. And to rule out H. pylori, next line, there were 3 gastric body polyps, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion, common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter cecal sessile polyp, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, overall, the colon was spastic, and there was a significant amount of